Freeze. Nobody move. This is a must.
That's from RoboCop 2, making its Orlando premiere at the new General Cinema's Fashion Square 6 Theater. With six screens but a larger seating capacity, it replaces the 15-year-old Fashion Square 8. The Orlando Magic cheerleaders and about 500 business and civic leaders were on hand to help open the theater and to see RoboCop 2, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and an Alan Alda comedy called Betsy's Wedding. General Cinema's regional marketing manager, Shale Knorr, says it's the third new multi-screen theater opened by General Cinemas in Orlando in the past month. He says the trend to more screens under one roof is cost-effective and convenient for moviegoers.
People don't want to go and see one movie. They want to be able to take the kids with them. They don't want to take the kids to see a Fatal Attraction. They want the kids to see something appropriate. The largest screen complexes you can go, you can split up the family. People can see the films that interest them. People are just demanding more and more choices.
Knorr says the movie exhibition market will continue to grow as the state grows. University of Central Florida President Stephen Altman was there and says UCF will become more involved in movie production in a few months.
Starting at the university this fall, our new program in film, where we intend to prepare people to go into this industry. So we're attuned to it and happy to participate wherever we can in the development of this exciting new industry.
Altman calls the movie industry a terrific new employment source, bringing national recognition to Central Florida. He says he's an avid movie fan and says the last movie he saw was, of course, Dick Tracy. General Cinemas also donated a check for over $5,000 to the Orlando Sentinel's Reading Roundup program, a reading motivation program for fifth graders that gave away over 75,000 books this spring. For WBZS News, I'm Chris Howell.